Thank you, President Zhang. Please unmute yourself.
Okay, everyone, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good to know.
Let's open with prayer then. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you now for this important discussion, we pray that you will prepare our hearts and minds to receive it. We pray, Lord, that we will have understanding, we'll do what is right in your sight going forward. In Jesus' name we ask these and pray. Amen.
亲爱的主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你今天给我们有这个时间来到这个讲道的时间。我希望你给我们的心，给我们的灵有开放，让我们能了解你今天所讲所教导我们的事情，让我们在这边一起学习。感谢主， Amen.
The signpost up ahead. In recounting the conversion of the Thessalonians to Christ, Paul writes this: "You turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven." What is this talk of waiting for his Son? Well, very simply, it means that Jesus is coming back one day.
这一次讲到的题目是在我们面前的指引标示。保罗在叙述帖撒罗尼迦人向讲到耶稣的时候说到了这一段话：等待他的儿子有一天会回来，从天上会回来。这一句话为什么会这么说呢？为什么会等他天上回来呢？这就是讲到耶稣将会再次的回来。
Here is what the angel said after Jesus ascended to heaven. While they watched him, he was taken up, a cloud received him out of their sight. Said, "This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven."
那么在使徒行传里面也说过，天使 向使徒们交代的时候是这么的说：他们再看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，突然有两人身穿白衣站在身旁说：你们怎么望着天呢？这离开你被接天的耶稣，你们怎么见他怎么往天上去？他还要怎么来？
In fact, Jesus spoke very often about his second coming. The most detailed account is in Matthew 24.
那么耶稣许多次都有讲到，他会再将归来。最详细的解释是在马太福音二十章这边，二十四章这里。
It was in response to the question from his disciples, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming?"
那他们的门徒是这么的问着，请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事呢？您降临和世界末了有什么样的预兆呢？耶稣是这么的回答。You
notice that Jesus doesn't answer the when part, but he makes it clear that it will be after an awful lot of unpleasantness towards the end. Wars, pandemics, persecution.
虽然耶稣并没有回答他什么时候会回到， 但是他的确有讲到许多的预兆，比如说战争、各种的流感、各种的疾病，许多不好的事情将会显在地上。And
these are not the, this is not the only time he talked about it. He actually talks about it many times, and there are a number of points that come through as we study these various sayings.
那他不只是一次讲到这些事情。 他提到了许多次，当我们看到他回答这些问题的时候，我们可以集中把一些把这些细节给集中起来，看看他到底讲了些什么。One
obvious point is that there will be a lot of trouble, a lot of bad things happening just before the end.
那么其中我们注意到的一点，就是在世界末日之前，有许多的坏事将会显在地上。
As we look through the list, we'll see, point number one, the world will be changing and it will be doing it in a way that is not good.
当我们看到这个清单的时候，我们会想到看到第一点，我们注意到的是，世界将以一种不好的方式来改变。
There will be increasing ungodliness.
对于神越来越不敬重。
People will be mocking the idea of God.
人们甚至会嘲笑有上帝这种的观念。
There will be increasing persecution of Christians.
对基督徒所进行的迫害会越来越多，越来越惨，越来越大。
Meanwhile, the ungodly will be going about their business unaware of what is coming.
而不虔信的人，不信基督的人，对于将会发生什么完全没有注意到，会继续做他们的事情。
After that, Jesus will return and gather his elect and rule and judge.
在这些事情发生了以后，耶稣将会返回，并将他的选民聚集起来，而他自己会成为这个世界的统治者、审判者。
Now, to those of us who live in the Western world and have always lived there, this will come as a huge shock.
那么对于我们生活在西方世界的人们来说，这些事情来到可能会带来很大的震惊，因为我们习惯了自由，习惯了这些权利。
We are used to freedom and the right to preach the gospel, but increasingly and probably quickly, that will change.
因为我们相当习惯了生活的自由和有传福音的权利，当这种事情发生的时候，当我们失去了这些福利的时候，会越来越我们会非常的震惊，而且这种情况会越来越差。
Will seem as if the whole world has been turned upside down.
可能看起来好像这个世界已经颠倒了。
And when will this happen? We don't know.
什么时候会发生呢？我们不晓得。
Jesus said, "Of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only."
耶稣说过，那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
The Bible warns us that scoffers will be coming in the last days. People are denying that Jesus will return.And 2,000 years, almost 2,000 years later, it's the same old, same old. Where is the promise of his coming?
圣经里面也警告过我们，在最后的日子里面，会有一些人讥笑我们，会来跟我们说，耶稣到底什么时候回来啊？还没回来，不会回来了。2000年了，同样的说法一直都在传流着。
That might raise a question. He said he'd come back. Almost 2,000 years have gone by. And that might seem problematic until we notice that the time between the promise of the first coming of the Messiah and its fulfillment is actually greater than the promise of the second coming until now.
那么可能我们自己也会有这样的问题。从弥赛亚第一次的到来到第二次的回来，怎么这么久呢？2000多年了，到底要等到什么时候呢？但是我们问这个问题的时候，需要认识到圣经有回答过这个问题。在从第一次来到第二次来临的承诺，这个中间的时间是一段比较长的时间，因为会有一些事情需要发生。
Understand that God's timetable is not our timetable.
我们需要知道上帝的时间表跟我们的时间表是不一样的。
The Lord one day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is one day.
我们千万要记得，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
And he tells us that he's not slack about the promise. He's timing his return so that the maximum number of people can be saved.
主有回答过我们， 它不是延迟，不是单迟，只是因为他的应许尚未成就，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Like these people deny the second coming and its judgment because they choose to disbelieve the first judgment. They willfully forget what God has done in the past.
但是这些问这些问题的人，他们其实是自己已经拒绝了耶稣会第二次再来和他的判决，因为他们根本不相信耶稣第一次已经来过了。
But it is coming, and the question is when.
但是的确第二次的审判将会来到，只是问题是何时，什么时候呢？
The answer is, of that day and hour, no one knows. We just don't know.
答案就是说，我们不知道什么时候，我们没有办法知道是什么精确的时候，是什么时候开始。
That hasn't stopped the cottage industry from developing that has sought to pinpoint exactly when the end will come.
但这并没有阻止到有许多的人继续的试图的想要知道到底是什么时候会开始，什么时候耶稣会再回来呢？
Year 1000, the year 1844.
那么是公元的一千年，一八四十四年。
It really picked up in the 1970s.
但是这个从一九七零年开始，更多许多的人都开始为了这个为了这个终结来做一个来做一个试图的来准确的看看到底是什么时候。
This book, The Late Great Planet Earth in 1970, was telling us that the end is near and it should happen by 1988.
比如说这一本书，英文叫 The Late Great Planet Earth, 也可能说是地球大行星的晚期。这个是在1970年所出的小说。他这本书讲说应该是1988年世界会终止，最后的审判会到来。
This book was the number two best-selling non-fiction book of the entire decade of the 1970s, behind only the Bible itself.
那这本书其实也不是一本小说，算是一种非小说的书籍。它是那十年中最畅销的非小说书类的书籍，仅次于圣经的本身。
It spawned a host of other books and movies, such as the Thief in the Night series.
因为这本书而导致了其他大量的书籍和电影在同类型的这个主题上面继续的产生。比如说这一本这个系列叫做《夜贼》（A Thief in the Night）。
Jesus didn't come back in 1988, but that didn't stop the prophecies. 1988, 1994, 2000, the Y2K bug, 2011, 2012, 2014, they're all wrong.
那么1988年是这个第一次的提醒，第一次的预言。1994年又有人在说了，2000年 Y2K 那个时候也有许多人在想，是不是世界就终止啦？2011年又有人这么预言，2012年也是有这个预言，2014年又再次有这个预言。
So no one knows the day or the hour, but Jesus also said this.
他们都错了，虽然说我们没有人可以知道什么时候，什么详细的时间。但是耶稣自己也有这么的说过。
You may not know the day or the hour, but there are signs, and Jesus said to look for them, and when you see the signs, then you know the end is near.
但是耶稣虽然说我们不知道到底是什么时候，不知道详细的时间，但是他有跟我们讲过，有预兆，而我们看到这些预兆的时候，我们将会知道 这个最后的时间就快要到了。
Remember what prompted this question? When will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming? And Jesus said, when you see these signs, you know the end is near.
那我们要记住在圣经里头到底是什么问题而引起了这段探讨呢？问题是在说，到底是有什么预兆？你来之前，我们可以看到些什么呢？而耶稣跟我们回答，当我们看到这些预兆的时候，我们要有准备，因为他将快要回来了。
So what are the signs? Well, one obvious one is there has to be a national Israel for end time prophecies to be fulfilled.
那么有一些什么样的预警呢？什么样的预兆呢？其中之一，很大的一个，就是以色列这个国家，这个地方是要有成立的，有这个以色列的地方存在。
So any claim that the second coming was happening was a non-starter before 1948, before there was a national Israel.
所以在1948年之前，所有预言说到耶稣将会回来，这些对我们来说是完全不可能的，因为1948年以色列才成立。
But now they're there, so now it could happen.
那么现在以色列成立了，它存在了，是一个国家了，所以有可能会发生的。
What are the signs should we be looking for?
那么还有一些什么样其他的预兆呢？有没有其他的迹象呢？
Well, we've seen these ones already, including wars and pandemics.
那么我们也刚刚讲到了这些这一些事情刚刚也提到了。那么除了这些以外，还有战争以及其他的大流行病毒。
Wars? Is the US and China headed for war?
战争，那么中国和美国是否会开战呢？
Pandemics, look at the one going on now. We've had pandemics before, but this one has been used to destroy the economy of the Western world and as an excuse to curtail fundamental and religious freedoms.
那么流行病毒呢？我们之前有过大流行的病毒啊，但是唯一这个大流行病毒被其他的人来利用来限制，比如说我们敬拜的自由，来限制我们西方国家的经济发展。
The world does seem to be turning upside down and doing it very quickly.
这个世界真的是越来越反转过来了，而且发生的时间越来越快了。
I don't want to be irreverent here, but has any of you ever seen this old TV show, The Twilight Zone?
我不想做一个好像一个警告者这样的这个工作，但是我想问问大家有没有看过这个叫做 Twilight， 英文叫做 Twilight Zone， 迷离境界这个节目呢？
Very famous popular show from the late 1950s, early 1960s.
那么这个节目是在50年代至60年代非常著名而热门的节目。
An anthology show, that is every episode has a different story with different characters and different settings.
这个是一个选集的节目，每一个节剧 剧集都有不一样的故事，有不同的背景，不同的角色。
In each one, the characters are going about their usual business and they suddenly find themselves in very weird circumstances where their world has been turned upside down in bizarre fashion.
那么在每一集的节目之中，剧里头的主角他们通常一般都是在进行自己的生活，但是突然发觉他们自己身旁的世界和境地越来越不同了。很怪异的，好像是颠倒了一般。
They entered what the show called the Twilight Zone.
那么他们就进入了这个节目里头所讲到的迷离境界。
Some of us might be feeling now that the world is entering a twilight zone of its own.
那我们有些人也可能开始觉得我们自己的世界就好像也变成了另外的一个这个迷离的境界。
The narrator of the show warned in a solemn voice at the beginning of every program, there's the signpost up ahead, your next stop, the twilight zone.
那么在每一个节目开始的时候都有一个叙述者他们会以庄重的声音警告说前方有路标指引你所到的下一站就是迷离境界了。
So we have signposts to look for, and there's one particular one, a signpost of the end times that is not usually discussed, and it is the one to which I would like to draw your attention this morning.
所以我们这边讲到刚刚到了这个世界结束之前我们也有一些特别的路标要注意一下哦。在后帖撒罗尼坚后书有跟我们这样的警告。
A reading this morning, 2 Thessalonians 2 warns us of these things. An apostasy comes first, and then we read, you know what is restraining, and then again, he who now restrains will do so until he is out of the midst, and then the lawless one will be revealed.
那么在帖撒罗尼迦后书里头有这么样的警告我们，有这么样的跟我们说，说到他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切，为神和一切敬拜的，甚至坐在神殿里，自称为神。那么你知道那阻拦他的那个什么是叫他到的时候才可以显灵那不法的营已经发动只是现在有一个阻拦的等到这个阻碍的、被除去那时这不法之人必显露出来。
The question is, what is the thing restraining and how does it come to be out of the midst? Or as one translation puts it, leave the scene.
那么这个现在阻拦的到底是什么呢？这个阻拦的是怎么被除去的呢？或者是这个阻拦的他自己离去了呢？
There have been lots of suggestions.
那么这个也有许多人的探讨，在猜测到底是什么呢？
One commentator guesses that it's the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will do what he's doing until he is taken out of the way. But then in the same passage, the commentator says, the Holy Spirit, we believe, leaves the world, he will still be in the world.
那么其中的一个圣经的注释人是这么的解释的。他们认为这个约束者是圣灵。这个圣灵的存在将会被夺走。将会不再存在了。但是奇怪的地方就是他讲到这个的时候他说到圣灵的确是会离开世界但他仍将会在世界上所以有一点点奇怪。
Another commentator suggests it's the Roman Empire and says that the idea that the Holy Spirit is very implausible.
那但另外一个圣经的注释者也说到这个如果是圣这个如果是圣灵的话挺不合理吧我觉得不应该是这么样子。
There've actually been many, many different suggestions besides the Holy Spirit and the Roman Empire, could be a particular emperor, human government, finished proclamation of gospel, and so on.
那么这个的、但是对于这个经文的注解许多人有不同的看法。这个阻拦的人到底是圣经吗还是不对讲错了。这个阻拦的到底是圣灵吗？还是罗马帝国呢？还是罗马的皇帝呢？还是人类的政府？或者可能是讲到福音的宣告会完成，还有许多的其他。
There are many suggestions because it's not clear.
那么有这么多的建议，就是因为这一段的经文不是说相当的清楚，也没有讲到底是什么。
I don't think it's any of these. I think it's something else.
那么我觉得这些全都不是我自己 有我自己的观点。
Let's look at some of the other passages where end times are referenced.
那我们来怎么样来知道到底是什么呢？我们看看其他圣经方面的解说，在世界结束、世界末日的时候，会有一些其他的什么事情来发生呢？
First Timothy 4. Okay, we know how bad things will get in the end of the world, but there's this something else. Because in 1 Timothy 4:1, we read the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith.
我们知道在世界末日来到之前，这个世界的确会变得越来越乱，越来越差。但是在提摩太前书这里头，有讲到一些特别的事情会发生。提摩太前书四一段这里讲说，圣灵明说，在后来的时候必有人弃离真道。
Be departing from the faith, you had to have been in it in the first place. So this is believers abandoning the Christian faith. I remember that actually ties in with what we see in 2 Thessalonians. You have to have an apostasy coming first. And that's what the word apostasy means. It's an abandonment of the Christian faith.
那么这个跟我们另外读到的另一段经文是相连的。比如说这里写到，在世界末日来到之前，一定会有离道反叛的事情，离开了我们的教义。那一定要有这个事情发生，才会末日才会将的来到。那么在信，那么叛道离教，这些人只有在教宗之内遵守道义的人才可以这么做的。
And we certainly are seeing this in the Western world and have been for a while.
那么我们的确可以看到在西方的国家许多信主的人离开了，而且这个事情已经一直都在发生着。
And there's more. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, we read this.
那么除了这个以外，在提摩太后书也这么的说。
They will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to myths.
那么这里也讲到，他们将不会再相信正确的道义，不会再相信教会的指导，他们会为了他们会因为自己的思想或者自己的理念来违背圣经的教学，他们会以他们自己的理念来找到想告诉他们话语的导师。
Doctrine is not for unbelievers, it is for Christians, for the church. So this end time apostasy takes place both from the church and inside the church.
那么这里面有写到教义，那么这个是 不适合用于不信者的方面，因为不信者的话，他们不知道教义是什么，所以这个事情发生是基督徒们，他们叛教，他们离开了教会，是圣教会内部和教会自己本身会开始有这样的事情发生。
Those inside no longer accept sound biblical teaching, but instead find teachers who tell them what they want to hear.
在教会里面的人，他们开始不遵守教义的引导，而反而是因为他们自己想听什么，就找什么样的老师，这样子可以告诉他们他们想听的话语。
What is the Bible?
圣经是什么呢？
It is God's word breathed by him.
是上帝的话语，是由上帝直接默示出来的。
It's not simply a human product.
这可不是一般人可写说出来的。
The writers received divine assistance from the Holy Spirit as they wrote.
圣经的作者是由圣灵那边得到了神的启示才开始写的。
Jesus himself said scripture cannot be broken.
而耶稣自己甚至说过圣经是不能被打破的。
Scripture is foundational for the church. The household of God is built on the foundation of the apostles, New Testament, and prophets, Old Testament, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
而圣经是神所默示的，而这些是教会的奠基石。我们的奠基是在于使徒身上所过来的，是在于先知那边所得知的。
The Bible brings us to Jesus. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me.
使徒们有将我们带到了耶稣的前面，他们是这么的说着：我们知道圣经里面是有是能够有生命的，而我们要认识他，了解他。
Bible teaches us so that we are complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible is all we need to know about the Lord, to know about Jesus, to know about the Christian life.
而人们查考圣经是因为内有永生，作为见证的就是这经。而圣经自己本身也是神所默示的，凡是于教导、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
It is perfect, it is inerrant, it is entirely true, all of it.
它是完美的，是正确的，是无误的，里面所有写说的都是真的。
So what should our attitude be?
那么我们对于圣经的态度应该是什么呢？
Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it.
你的话的总纲是真实，而你的仆人是喜爱他的。
An evangelical church used to believe that it was our hallmark.
那么基督教的教会以前一向都是相信这个的，这个是我们基督教教会的其中一个相当让大家认知所知道的一件非常重要的事情。
Naturally, the enemy will attack that they want us not to trust the Bible.
那么所以憎恨我们的人，我们的敌人常常会攻击圣经，叫我们不要去相信圣经。
And this goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden where the serpent came in to get them to doubt God's word. Did God really say this?
那么我们知道第一次我们的敌人第一次攻击这个圣经的话语，就是那个蛇对女人所说的时候，神岂是真说不许你吃园上所有树上的果子吗？这个蛇就是让这个女人知道，想要让这个女人不相信神所说的话语。
This has been going on for a long time.
那么对于圣经的攻击已经是长期的了。
Under the pretense of scholarship, unbelievers have been attacking the Bible for a long time, telling us it's full of mistakes, you can't trust it.
在学者、专家这个的幌子之下，所有不信的人长期的攻击圣经，叫我们说圣经是不可相信的，是错的。
There have been three main areas where they attack the Bible. Historical criticism, they tell you that the gospel books weren't really written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They were written by anonymous writers making stuff up.
那么他们主要攻击的方式有三种。第一种是以历史方面来做出这个批评。那么他们批评是这么说，就是说马太、马克、约翰这些人并不是圣经的 这不是写福音的人，不是写经书的人，也不是保罗，是一些匿名的作家所写的，很多东西是编出来的。
What's called textual criticism, where they're telling you that the original text of the New Testament has many mistakes in it.
第二个就是叫做、文本批评。那么这个文本的批评是批评新约的原始文或者旧约的文史文里面有许多的错误，不可以相信。
And of course, Darwinism, telling you that the world and the life in it came into being across billions of years by naturalistic forces. There's no need for God.
更有达尔文的主义，达尔文主义里面说到世界和生命是自然主义力量所形成的，而不是上帝所创造出来的，这个是跨越数十亿年所形成的。
And for a very long time, evangelicals resisted these.
那么在很长的时间，我们基督教的教会是非常的不相信这些，是对它是很有抗拒的。
But not anymore.
但是现在不是怎么样了。
They began playing by the liberal rules and went from saying we treat the Bible like any other book to show that it's not like any other book to we treat the Bible like any other book to we treat the Bible like any other book because it is like any other book.
我们基督教自己本身的学者开始遵循自由主义的规则，而开始这样子说，他们破坏圣经的可靠性。一开始是说我们对待其他的书籍和对待圣经是一样的，但是圣经跟其他的书籍可是不一样的。这样变成说我们对待其他的书籍怎么对待就是怎么样对待圣经，到了现在变成是我们对其他的书籍跟对待圣经是一样的，因为它就像其他的书籍是一样的，圣经跟其他的书没有分别。
Our scholars are playing by the liberal rules, and they are the ones now leading the way in undermining the reliability of the Bible.
我们自己的学者现在开始跟随着自由主义的规则，他们自己在引导我们的教会来破坏圣经可靠性的道路。
So get this sort of thing, William Lane Craig, young earth creationism is an embarrassment.It's an embarrassment to believe what the Bible says about creation and the age of the earth.
比如说这个大学者叫 William Lane Craig, 他是这么说的，相信圣经里面所说创造地球的关于地球的创造和时间是很丢脸的事情，这样子相信是很丢我们基督徒的脸。
To make Genesis align with secular science, scholars are now reducing it to another piece of ancient Near Eastern literature, just like the pagans wrote.
那么为了能够使创世纪和目前世俗的科学能够保持一致，学者们将其简化成了像以前异教徒里面所说的，是一种奇怪的，是一种代码，只是一个故事而已，不是实际的历史。
And this sort of thing from Craig Blomberg. Inerrancy does not mean one has to believe that Adam and Eve actually existed.
比如说另外一个这个大学者 Craig Blomberg, 他是这么说的，我们相信圣经无误，并不意味着人们一定要相信历史上真的有亚当跟夏娃这两个人的存在。
You do not have to accept the seemingly outlandish, grotesque,and perhaps a necessary miracle about Jonah being swallowed by a great fish.
我们更不需要接受这个荒诞、怪诞，甚至相当不必要的这个奇迹，就是像约拿被大鱼吞食的这个奇迹，这个不是历史的事情。
Evangelical scholars are telling us that this wonderful miracle that God did is grotesque, outlandish, unnecessary.
那么这些的学者把圣经里面上帝所做出的奇迹把它形容成荒诞、怪诞，甚至是不必要的， 他们是这样看神的奇迹。
Or this, Dr. Craig Evans in discussion with the arch skeptic Bart Ehrman, who's telling you, all those I am statements in that Jesus makes, I am the light of the world, I am the way, the truth, and the life, says Jesus didn't really say that, did he? And our evangelical Dr. Craig Evans says, yeah, I think most of those things were not uttered as we find them by the historical Jesus.
那这个学者呢? 这个学者叫做 Greg Evans， 他跟另外一个自由主义学者 Bart Ehrman 讨论到的时候， Bart Ehrman 是这么说， 在约翰福音里面耶稣说了许多啊， 我是啊， 我是这个啊， 亚伯拉罕来之前我就是啊， 我是光， 我是生命的粮， 这些我是的说法， 是不是这个耶稣他自己所说的啊？ 那这个 Craig Evans 还同意他所说的， 是不是他说的？ 的确，这些形容词大部分都不是我们历史上面的耶稣所说的，是后来添加的。Dr.
Michael Lacona wrote this book. Why are there differences in the gospel books? Because the writers forgot stuff, made mistakes, and made up fictional elements.
或者像这个 Michael Lacona 这个学者，他可是一个博士来的啊。 这个学者是这么的说，为什么福音里面的书中有区别呢？ 是因为作家忘了东西，犯了错误，所以他们自己虚构出来的。Folks,
this is where our scholars are taking us, and they are the ones training the pastors who are teaching our congregations.
弟兄姐妹啊， 这些是我们自己的学者哦， 这些是他们教我们圣经， 在教我们这个教会的牧师里面的人哦。
There is now a division in the professing church between the faithful church, which holds the Bible fast as the word of God, and the faithless church that treats the Bible as just another book subservient to the opinion of men.
现在在我们教会之中存在着一种分裂，这个分裂是很大的，是什么呢？ 是在信奉上帝之道，信奉圣经是神的话语，跟不信圣经里面的信徒，或者是这些人不觉得圣经是神的话语的人，这个之间的鸿沟。What
if the what is restraining is the faithful church, those who hold the Bible fast as the word of God? That seems to me the best bet. Because we are meant to be the preservative in the world.
假设说，我们之前所阅读到的这个阻拦不法的人的这个阻拦者是什么呢？ 假设这个就是我们所说的忠实的教会，遵守上帝说话的人，如果这些是约束的呢？ 那么是会怎么样呢？ 这个跟圣经其实也有连论的， 因为我们是盐， 是来保持味道的。
Why Jesus said we are the salt of the earth. Salt is a preservative. It delays rot. It delays decay.
在圣经里面讲到， 我们信徒应该是世上的盐。 盐是拿来干嘛的呢？ 是来保存一件物品的新鲜的，是阻止它腐烂的。
But what happens when we stop doing that?
如果盐失了味呢，失去它的效果呢？
Seems to me that is what's happening, folks. We, the faithful church, are the thing restraining. And unfortunately, okay, we're rapidly leaving the scene. Psalm 12 seems to be describing what's happening both in the church and in the world today. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. Anybody who's been paying attention, who's been looking at where our scholars are going, our leaders are going, our church in general is going, are seeing there are fewer and fewer and fewer of us who take the Bible seriously.
那么我觉得这个才是正确的说法。 因为忠实的教会 忠实的信徒们一直都是在约束，在阻止这些不法的人，不法的事情。而越来越多，这些人开始被推了出去，或者是自己也离开了。而越来越多是没有人来阻止这些不法的事情来发生的。越来越多的事情，世界上越来越多是靠自己的想法去行事。在诗篇里面讲到，世人中间的忠信人没有了，人人像邻舍说谎，他们说话是嘴唇油滑，心口不一。这样的事情，这样的情况在世上越来越多了。
But no matter how many people treat the Bible with contempt, we know that the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth purified 7 times. And God will preserve those words from this evil generation forever.
那么无论如何，有多少的人们是不信上帝的话语，但是我们知道耶和华的语言是纯洁的语言，如同银子在泥炉中炼过其事。无论如何，这个纯净的话语是一直会存在的。
And even as the godly man ceases, the faithful disappear from among the sons of men, what's happening around us? The wicked prowl on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. Who does not see that happening?
但是虽然神的话语依然的存在，但是忠义的人、忠信的人开始越来越少了。开始离开了，开始被踢开了，而变成是下流的人，在世上，在世人中升高，就有恶人到处游行。这个世上越来越多是恶人做恶事，大家有没有看到这些事情？
I remind you of the account of the destruction of Sodom in Genesis 18:19.
那么我想要带大家来来到圣经上面记载的这一句事情，就是索多玛和俄摩拉被毁灭的记载。
Abraham pleaded with God saying, well, what if there's 50 righteous people in the city? Will you destroy it? If there's 50 righteous people, God said he would spare the city for the sake of the 50.
在创世纪里面，我们看到亚伯拉罕恳求上帝，跟上帝说，在这两座城市里面，如果找到能够有50个义人的话，你是不是能够饶恕这个城市呢？那么上帝回答说，是的，我会饶恕这个城市。
Abraham said, well, what if there's only 45? Will you destroy the 45? And God said, no, I'll spare the city for the sake of 45.
那如果没有50人，只有45人呢？如果有45个义人的话，你是不是也会饶恕这座城市呢？那么上帝也说，是的，45个，我也会饶恕这个城市。
Goes all the way down to 10, and God promises to spare the entire city if he finds 10 righteous people there.
那么亚伯拉罕这么的恳求，一直把这个数目降到了说10个义人呢？是不是只有10个的话，你也会饶恕这个城市呢？上帝说的是的，就算有只有10个，我也会饶恕这个城市。
Then it turned out there weren't even 10, and God destroyed the city. There were only 6, and God brought them out first and then destroyed the city.
但是悲惨的是，这个城市连10个义人都没有。因为这样，上帝摧毁了这个城市，但是他并没有把所有人有忠义的人给也消灭了。里面有6个，他是把他们6个拯救出来，带出来了以后，才摧毁了这个城市。
That seems to be a pattern. God withholds judgment as long as there's a critical mass of His people there. But as the number goes down and down and down, the time will come where He will simply take those out of the way.And judgment will come.
那其实在圣经里面，我们常常看到神是这么样的做。他不想要摧毁城市，不想要摧毁人们。然而人们越来越差，忠义的人数字越来越少。他为了这些忠义的人， 而不摧毁这个世界，这些城市。然而我们可以看得到，当这些中医的人掉到了某些数字以下，他的确还是会摧毁这个城市，摧毁这个地方。但是他不会摧毁这些人，而是将这些人带领出来，而摧毁剩下的地方。
As we're heading to that twilight zone, folks, this may be the key, one of the key, but maybe the key signpost to watch for.
那当我们在进入到这个迷离境界的这个世界，我们说过有需要注意的目标，而我刚刚讲到这个目标将会是我们需要注意到的事情。
Because when the faithful church, the church that believes the Bible is the word of God, when they drop below critical mass, as the faithful disappear from among the sons of men, I think the end will be very, very near.
而我们所注意到的目标就是这个。当忠实的教会，当忠义的人们，当信耶稣的人开始越来越少。忠诚忠实的教会在人们之间慢慢的消失，我们所看到的，我们所知道来到的结局将会到来。
We're looking for signs of the end. Let's not look only at what's happening in the world, but also to what's happening in the church.
而当我们注意到世界末日的征兆，我们不要只看世界上会发生的事情，而是要看到我们自己教会里面所发生的事情。
Decide for yourself which side you'll be on, the faithful church that believes the Bible is the inerrant word of God, or the faithless church which is treating the Bible with contempt.
那么我们是要站在哪一边呢？是站在忠实的教会哪一边？是相信圣经是神的话语，是无误，是真实的，还是那些所谓的教会，虽然是自己以教会为称，然而不信耶稣的话语，不相信圣经的正确，是在哪一边呢？
Going to have to be one or the other.
只有两边，是你决定要站哪一边，没有中间。
Make your choice.
你自己决定。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word of truth, entirely true, like silver tried in a furnace of earth seven times.
主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你给我们你的话语，你的圣经，这个是真实的，是正确的，是由提炼出来的，好像银那么的纯。
You know, the enemy has been attacking it from the very beginning and are continuing to attack it now from outside and inside the church.
虽然说我们的敌人一直在攻击您的话语，在教会里面，在教会外面都在攻击。
Let's be resolved, O Lord, that we will be among those who are faithful to you and your word. In Jesus' name we ask these and pray.
那让我们变成像圣经里面所说的，是有信义的人，是相信您的话语的人，是一直跟随您的教导的人。